It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Acts. The book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, as the title probably says in your Bible. And we're going to begin reading with verse 1 and then read over through to verse 9. And so please that you would open your Bibles if you possibly can and enjoy the study today. If you're traveling, why, just please listen. So important to study and to know the Word of God. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, the phone number is 217-440-4402. If you would like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. We have many studies there. Plan of Salvation is present there. The Constitution is there. I would love for you to take a look at that. And then also, if you would like to email us, it's at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will be just fine. Now, I hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Acts chapter 1. Begin with verse 1. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. What a beautiful verses of Scripture. Let's begin once again with prayer. Father, thank you that we could come today and enjoy this precious time. It's so important, Father, that we look to you, we depend upon you, we come to you for our salvation because you're the only one, Father, that through your Son has given that to us. And so please that you guide and lead us each and every day, Father. Please that you will protect us as we have come by faith to you and are born again, that we can walk each day and serve and glorify and honor your precious name, Father, each and every day. So first of all, we need to come to you as our and accept you as our Savior, your Son, the Lord Jesus, as he died on the cross, and then the walk begins. So, Father, thank you. Just guide and lead us now through this study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We had been studying here and got down to the third verse, and it says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Now, we have been taking some time, took much of this last study, to look at the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And so we spent most of the time this last time we were together concerning the kingdom of heaven. And again, that word kingdom of heaven is the kingdoms of heavens, the statement made in Matthew, and this speaks of the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ when he will come to earth. The Jews, Israel, always looked for a king, for the Lord Jesus, or, you know, they missed the Lord Jesus, but they were looking for a king. They wanted a king to come. They wanted someone to take out from under them the bondage of Rome. They weren't as concerned about their sin. They weren't concerned about those things. They were just concerned about the bondage that they were under. And so they awaited, and boy, they wanted a king. They wanted a king to come, and they were in hopes that Jesus was the king. And so, but here when we begin this text in Acts, it speaks of pertaining to the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of heaven is when Jesus will reign here up on earth. That's what they were looking for. And they were told of the kingdom of heaven. You see, the Jews, all the Old Testament, it really gives us no direction of the church age. It doesn't give us the last 2,000 years. It was all to the Jews, the kingdom of heaven. They were going to come, and Jesus is going to rule and reign. And yet their rejection of him, they turned their back on him. And so by them doing that, God set them aside. And by setting them aside, then we find ourselves with the kingdom of God. And so we're going to take a look at that. So this kingdom is called the kingdom of heaven when he comes to rule and reign right here on earth. And we looked up several verses of scripture back in Isaiah chapter 11 and over in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4, in Daniel chapter 2, in Daniel chapter 7. We read some verses of scripture concerning the very being on the throne of David. And so what an opportunity that's going to be. You know, there were several events took place, and we've been, we go from time to time back into the book of Genesis, and we looked at the offering of Isaac as Abraham come to kind of a pinnacle in his spiritual life, and he was asked of God to do this. And so it was a beautiful, wonderful picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the next event that takes place is Abraham's wife dying, and that was Sarah. And so that pictures then also how that the church, the before the church was born, that the nation of Israel was set aside. And so we not only have the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, as we have here in the New Testament, we also had that picture back in the Old Testament with Isaac and Abraham. And then we have the death of Sarah. And then the next event that takes place back in Genesis is Abraham sends Eliezer to go get the bride for Isaac. And so, it's a beautiful picture of what we're talking about right here, the Holy Spirit coming, and calling out the church. And whenever that church is few, when that full, when that last pew is full, and I'm speaking of a spiritual church, not of the literal church, and when that last person is saved, then we are going to be led home by the Holy Spirit and meet our bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the air at the rapture of the church. We have that beautiful picture concerning Eliezer bringing Rebekah back unto Isaac. And so we have these the beautiful pictures through the Old Testament, and it just makes it so clear now that we look into the New Testament concerning these things and the events that took place. But sad to say, the nation of Israel refused to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And because of that, they were set aside. And so we went from the time of the kingdom of heaven, which he would reign and rule on earth. That will come. That will come after the church age. And then we've come to the point and the time of the kingdom of God. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. And if we go to Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. I hope you love and enjoy studying the Word of God, because it's so alive and so important. Yeah. Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. And saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." John the Baptist was, Jesus is right there. He is on earth. And they rejected him. Their king, therefore, the kingdom was postponed until a future time. The king will come. Go to Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. We have what a lot of people call the Lord's Prayer. And this is a prayer that is not to be repeated word for word. This is a prayer, it's an outline for us. We call this, it's been called the Lord's Prayer, but this isn't the Lord's Prayer at all. Then we'll begin here with the ninth verse, and it says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven." We need to think about that. And again, it's an outline. "Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." The church was yet in the future. The king will come. This prayer applies to the kingdom of heaven, a time in the future. Back to Acts chapter 1, verse 3. Pertaining to the kingdom of God. That's the very end of that third verse. This is the visible church upon earth, is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is not the visible church. The kingdom of God can be entered in only through the miracle of the new birth. You must be born again. That's something that has been sad, so sad to say, abandoned by most churches, making the statement, proclaiming the words that you must be born again. Born again. You're born once, But you see, you need to be born again spiritually. And that's not something that just happens. It is something that you have to deal with and have to take care of. I want you to recognize that and realize that. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again, or you cannot see the kingdom of God. Not the kingdom of heaven, but the kingdom of God. Let's go to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Verse 1. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles. You realize that they recognized no one can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And Jesus answering and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you and to thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is this spiritual kingdom, not the physical kingdom. The physical kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. That is something that was to come. That was something that was here when Jesus was walking upon the earth, the kingdom of heaven. But now he is gone. He has sent the Holy Spirit, as we're going to find. And now we begin that precious, precious walk with the Lord Jesus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Please understand that. You have to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? You see, he didn't understand either. And Nicodemus, we need to understand who Nicodemus is. Nicodemus is a very, very religious man. Nicodemus was taught by some of the best. He was, you know, almost equal to Paul and Saul at the time, but his name became Paul. And he knew the Word. He knew the Old Testament, but he had missed it. He missed the need to be born again. Because the Jews, because Israel refused to accept Jesus as their Savior, it no longer was the kingdom of heaven, now it's become the kingdom of God. A spiritual kingdom, one that we become a part of the day we recognize that we are lost and we need a Savior, and that Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. God does all that. God convicts your heart, shows you that you're lost, shows you're a sinner, and shows you that you need a Savior, the Lord Jesus. Please, that you understand that. And verse 5 says, still in John chapter 3, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that word water is not baptism. That there stands for the Word of God, the washing of the Word. You're hearing the Word today. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit as He's knocking on your heart's door? He says, I want to show you who you are, and I want to show you who you need. You are a sinner, and you need a Savior. And the Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. So please that you see that. And again, look at the rest of it. Except a man be born of water, of the Word, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You cannot be a part of this kingdom without. Now, there's a verse back here in Titus that is a beautiful verse of Scripture. 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, and then we come to Titus. And if you got to Hebrews, you're just a little bit too far. It's such a joy to study the Scripture. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Grace, the grace of God, is the one that brings salvation to you. It's not something that evolves. It's not something because you were just born in a what you would call a Christian family. It's not because you've always been to church. You need to realize that God, by His grace, brings the message of salvation to you. But in doing that, you have to be lost before you're saved. So please, listen very carefully today. The kingdom of heaven is an earthly reign of righteousness here on earth, and the righteous one will be the Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God does not come with outward show. Let's go to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Verse 20 and 21. We'll start with 20 here. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Is within you. You need to trust in the Lord Jesus. It's not your attendance at church. It's not your baptism. It's not your family name. It is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you must come by faith to Him and trust in Him. The kingdom of God is within, as it just stated. A spiritual kingdom that is within the inner man. Let's go to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. Verse 17. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes to live within your heart the day that you meet the Lord Jesus Christ. And so please understand that, as it says here, it is not meat and drink. It is something that's inside. It's not something physical. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Begin reading with verse 24. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. He that hath put all things under his feet, but when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. What an opportunity This is the order of the resurrection. First, it will be the resurrection of the saved. In other words, the rapture of the church. Those that have died in the Lord Jesus Christ, those graves will be opened. And they will meet the Lord in the air. And we which are alive, if we still are present upon this earth, then will also meet him in the air, following those that have died. What a joy. This book that we're looking at here, the book of Acts, is first offered to the Jews. Peter preached to the Jews on the day of Pentecost, and that preaching continued up through the seventh chapter. And that preaching was basically to the Jews, not to the Gentiles. And so I need you to understand that. Let's look at this fourth verse here in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he saith, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. What a precious promise. Now, we're going to go back to Matthew here, Matthew chapter 3, because there's something I want you to see there. Because Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now you'll notice back here, that was John the Baptist, but you'll notice here it said, Jesus told them, that John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Does not mention fire, does it? Does not mention fire. We need to understand that as we look at these verses of Scripture, we find that the joy of the Holy Spirit coming, but fire that is mentioned, will take place later when Jesus returns a second time. Back in Matthew, he referred to both. But here in Acts, it only mentions the Holy Ghost, which is to come. And if you'll notice, too, very quickly, because we're just about out of time, he was commanded, being assembled together with them, commanded them, did not suggest. He commanded them to not depart. And we have something very similar back in the 49th verse of the last chapter of Luke. Because remember, Luke is the one that has been chosen to record this precious book for us as we study it. And so they were commanded. It is the kingdom of God. It's a spiritual kingdom. The only way you can become a part of that spiritual kingdom is to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When he calls you, please listen. Listen to that small voice as the Word of God is proclaimed, and say, yes, I'm a sinner, and yes, I need the Lord Jesus to come into my heart and to save me. And so please, and understand then that the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart the very second that you trust in Jesus. Not a delay like these had to wait, but today. The second you trust in Jesus is the day that you're born again. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?